Hello, my name is Pablo, and this is my wife, Rosa.
Our burden is that the people of Malaga know and love Jesus Christ.
Nuestra misión.
Our mission is to love and serve God and to love and serve the community. We want to make disciples of Christ according to Scripture and all to the glory of God.
Esta es la ciudad de Málaga.
This is the city of Málaga, more exactly, our neighborhood. From the downtown to the north, Málaga has 750,000 people, and from the center to the north, our part of town, there are 200,000 people who, for the most part, don't know Christ. There is not a single evangelical church in this part of the city. This is a plain, working-class neighborhood with lots of people and lots of families. Very family-oriented.
Our
call is to make the gospel known to these people, that Jesus is real, that he loves them and has a plan for their lives. Since we moved here almost 9 years ago, we've had this burden, that God put us here to bring the gospel to this place.
Nosotros llegáramos con el evangelio allí, a ese lugar.
Nuestro énfasis, nuestro enfoque está en las familias, familias jóvenes con niños.
Our emphasis, our focus, is on families, young families with children, like us. So we do activities centered around children. Summer camps, retreats, a day at the beach or the country. We invite lots of families and spend time together.
Nos invitamos muchas familias y pasamos un tiempo juntos.
Porque salimos.
In the afternoons, we go to the park and sit with parents while the children play. We've gone on hikes, made meals together.
Drinking a cup of coffee together or eating breakfast one-on-one. We're having great times where women and men share with us their problems or their concerns.
Nos comparten sus problemas, sus inquietudes.
Pues tenemos tanto énfasis en la familia.
We really emphasize family because we believe it is the foundation of society, because we believe they need Christ, because we believe they have needs even though they might appear normal.
Aunque sea una familia aparentemente normal. Que para nosotros lo más importante es hacer relaciones.
For us, the most important thing is relationship. I'm always trying to think of what else I can do to create those bridges to connect with people and have the opportunity to share Christ.
We're gaining trust at school among the parents and the teachers. Rosa is part of the Parents Association in the school. And this year, I was invited a couple of times to teach chess to the children.
We already know lots of parents and have formed relationships with them. This is the easiest and most natural way, since it is through the school.
This past summer, we were privileged to invite families from the school to send their kids to a Christian camp. It was that trust that let them say, yes, I will send my child to your camp, knowing that we were going to praise God, have Bible studies, and teach the Bible. One of them, an 11-year-old, wanted to take a step of faith. He came to me one evening and said, Pablo, I want to accept Christ as my Savior. We have the desire in our hearts to establish a new congregation in the north-central part of Málaga.
Up till now, we've been having prayer meetings. On Tuesday, we meet with other believers from Victoria Church. But in addition, next year we are beginning something new.
God willing, starting in 2016, we want to meet in our house as a congregation. a congregation of four, Rosa, Lidia, Joel, and me.
And also, all the believers who want to support us, who want to be a part, and of course we will invite these people who are interested, we will invite them to the church in our home.
Invitaremos al culto en casa.
And as I walk through my neighborhood, I see the needs the people have. They are empty. They are lost. They have no foundation for their lives.
Our mission is to love and serve God and love and serve the community. We want to make disciples of Christ according to Scripture and all to the glory of God.
Children's Church, you're welcome to follow your leader out into the foyer there and be a part of that. We have unique missionaries with us today. We, as a church, one of our goals has always been, and it comes and goes kind of, but we wanted what sometimes is referred to as a national missionary, which sounds sort of different if you're not familiar, but what it literally means is a missionary in a country that they grew up in. So in other words, instead of sending an American over to Spain and having to teach them the culture and the language and they never really ever fit in fully, we thought it's a wonderful idea to take somebody who's already from that country that doesn't have to learn the language, doesn't have to learn the culture, who has a burden for Christ and sharing the gospel and being a part of that ministry. And Gene is with them today. He's a part of PI Mission, which Partners in Evangelism is what that stands for. And that is their entire mission, is being a support to national missionaries. And I think has it been a year that we... Pablo and Rosa have been coming to our church for the last 8 years at least, off and on, every 4 years or so, and our hearts have just been burdened for them, and God finally provided financially so that we can make them a part of our missionary team, and so this is their first time as actually supported missionaries from our church, but we are so thankful to have both of them with us today, and Gene as well. He's become a great friend as well, as he's not only brought them, he's brought other missionaries to us as well. So the Lord bless you as you come and share today.
All right, we're going to pass out the prayer cards so that you can pray for them. Some of you would like to receive, how many of you have email? All right, if you'd like to receive in your mailbox every quarter the letter that we also send here, just sign up outside, you know, out there, clearly put your email address, because one letter can mean that we can't send it to you. So, but you're welcome to receive every quarter what's going on, and you can pray for them. Also, there are prayer letters out there that you could take. There's a list of a lot of people, and maybe God can burden you for one of them. Our mission was started back in 85, and we're now in like 15 countries of the world. Sporting nationals were in Europe, different places, Spain, Hungary, Romania, Ukraine, Russia. We're also in India. We're in the Philippines, Guyana, South America. And then we're in Africa, in Mali, West Africa, and several committees in Kenya, Uganda, and also Congo. Our mission is all volunteer. Started mission back in 1985, and none of the people who worked on it have received money, only the missionaries themselves. And so we can say that 100% of the money that goes to Pablo and Rosa gets to Pablo and Rosa. We don't keep any for ourselves. So that's kind of an advantage also. We are thankful for this church, and we've known the church for many, many years, I believe, more than the 8 years, through Mrs. Snyder, was the original person, and who's with the Lord right now, Mr. and Mrs. Snyder. So we just are thankful to be here. I want to introduce to you, first of all, Rosa. Now, Rosa actually lived in Miami for 1 year back in when she was 18. And so that's where she learned her English. And now she's studying it even a little bit more. Pablo will be translated by me. So I'll let Rosa come and speak.
Good morning. happy to be here and happy to find some of you that I can remember their face. Some others I don't. And we are very grateful because of your prayers and also because of your support. And we are excited to be here again after 4 years. We haven't bring our children. They are in Spain. They are with my sister, so they are very okay. They are doing very well. I miss them very much, by the way. But they are doing very well. Okay, maybe some of you don't know much about me. I grew up in a Christian family. It's going to be very short. And my mom was Christian when she was a child because she used to pass by a Christian church in Madrid. She was born in Madrid. And she accepted the Lord when she was around 12. And my mom was the person who brought me to the Lord. She has been very patient with me. She has been praying very much for me because I've been a very rebelled person. And when I finished, when I came back to Spain from Miami, I was living in Miami 1 year, like Jean told you, I have to decide what I want to do with my life. And because I have the language, English, I say, okay, something about English. So I started to be an English teacher. And when I finished, I was preparing the test for being an English teacher for the government. You have to study very much to pass those tests. And while I was studying those books, I realized all the time that I didn't want to live my life teaching English. And I have this burn years before, but I didn't know what was going to happen with my life. And in this time, I was looking for the Lord very much. And I realized nothing out of the Lord can fill the empty that I had. And it was a wonderful time where the Lord was working with me. And finally, in this time where I was studying for being an English teacher, I was looking what the Lord wants from me. I didn't want to be an English teacher. I didn't know what was going to be with my life, but I knew that I didn't want to spend my life teaching English. I want to spend my life working for the Lord. And through a letter, is a letter that my sister used to receive from a seminary in Spain, in the north of Spain. When I read this letter, I was in my home and I read it. It was like something that, like God made things do things, right? And I read the letter, and it came in this letter some testimonies about some people and who that meant for them to study in a seminary. And when I finished to read this letter, I knew it 100%, no doubt of it, that I have to study to be prepared for serve the Lord. And in a few months, I left Malaga and I went to Barcelona and I spent 5 years in the seminary. And when I finished, I came back to my home church. I've been working with the youth for some years. And we have been working with the couples, married couples like us with small children. I've been working with the children ministry. I've been all the time involved in my church. But I want to make this word, parenthesis, I don't know the word. When I was in the seminary, I had a teacher, and for a week, it's an intensive week, and he came from the south of Spain. His name is Manuel Espejo, and this signature talks about pioneer work. Oh, my heart burned about that. In that week, I knew it that one day the Lord would provide this that I would be involved in a pioneer work. And okay, so I was in that time, and the Lord opened the opportunity to start the new church, start zero, because also, we are meeting with another church in Malaga in the morning, Sunday mornings, but we have the burn to start something new in the part of Malaga where we live. And also we had the burnout so that we have to move our children because we had the children in a different school far away from where we live. And we move it where we live, just in front of our home. The stairs that you saw in the video is the stairs that we go every morning to take the children to the school. And also the place where I go every day and meet the parents from the school. The Lord opened the great opportunity for us to meet the families in the school. And for us, it's amazing how things nothing, because we don't know anyone there. Although we live there, we know no one. The Lord start to open those relationships, those wonderful families that we are now in touch with, and we are getting to know them, which is amazing. Is they are letting us their children. They came for Christian camps during the summer, and although it's slow because the process is taking its time, right? But at the same time, we can see how the Lord is doing his work and how the Lord giving us many opportunities. It's very important. I guess here it happens also the same. You have to make these relationships, and you, it's not only just to meet them. It's, they have to see that you do really care about them and you love them. And it takes time. And what we see is that we have to be with them and to love them and to be with them in any situation they need. And it's very nice how the Lord is letting us to be a help for them in many situations that they have been living through these times, the three last years. I would like to share with you one of the women. Her name is Nini. You will find her in the prayer letter. And, okay, this family led us their children for the Christian camps, but also she asked me to go to visit his father when he was very sick. He was with a cancer, very serious. So for me was, when I think she doesn't realize how important it was for me that she asked me to go and to read the Bible to this person. And I had the opportunity to go to their home and open the Bible and pray together and share about the salvation. And when I realized how big is it, it's not because of me, it's because the Lord has been doing all this in their hearts, in their lives. And also we have another woman in the group, one of the mothers, and this woman, one of the way that she does for her way of living is she has a phone line, and she does it with the letters, those letters, and they can read the future. I don't know if you understand that, and she does that for a living too. Her husband works, but she does that too. And in the beginning, it was hard for me to get close to this woman because I knew what she was working for, and I didn't like that much. But I could see how the Lord were pushing me to invite her a retreat for women, for mother and daughters, and it was amazing because I didn't want to invite her. But the Lord were burning my heart, and no, you have to go and invite her, this woman, because she needs me as much, or maybe much more than others. And well, finally, I invite her, and she came to the woman's, well, was mother and daughter's retreat, and she loves it. Now she said that she wants to be with me because she feels very peaceful. She's in peace when she's with me. I always say, it's because I have the Lord. What you need is to have the Lord with you. You have to quit with all these things that you are living for and give this step of in your life. And it's for us, it's very important that all the churches that we, when we are giving our report and have the Lord is working, you continue praying, because we guess the only prayer can make the difference of right in our life, in our families, maybe non-Christian families, in our neighborhood, in our church, is the key, is the great key that the Lord has given us. And I cannot say that I have these people coming to our home, because we have already our service in a home during Sunday's evening and Tuesday morning. But it doesn't discourage me, because I know it's His work, it's His church, it's not mine. I will keep doing it because it's my passion to talk to the people about how much Jesus Christ loved them. And I would like also to encourage you to keep doing it, because He will do it. You have to have it in your mind, in your heart, in your faith, that He will do it. He will touch your family. Maybe it's not Christian. Maybe your friends, your neighbors. I don't know. But He will do it, because remember always, it's His work. But we have to pray for them, love them, show them that we do really care about them, and He will do it, because it's his work. And for me, I have always this verse in mind, because sometimes I cannot say that I am 100% every day, you know? Sometimes when I'm sharing the gospel with someone, I say, oh, maybe this woman is coming, being closer. And then the other day, she says something that made me be very sad. So again, she's the same. Like, but I like this verse very much. It's in Galatian. Sometimes I invent the words. Okay. Is in this book, chapter 6, verse 9. And it says, and let us not grow weary of doing good, for its due season we will reap if we do not give up. And we're not going to give up. And you are not going to give up, right? We cannot do that, because the Lord will do it. So please, if you take a card, pray for us. And we will love when we come back next time, when they invite us, to tell you how amazing things He's doing. And I see how the Lord is doing amazing things here too. I can say that. And I hope the Lord continue blessing you, blessing your families, your church. And I hope to see you soon, God willing. Thank you very much.
Now I'm going to interpret.
Muy bien, pues me alegro de estar aquí con vosotros una vez más.
Very happy to be here again.
Y nos alegramos de formar parte de la familia misionera de vuestra iglesia.
And I'm really excited that we're form a part of your missionary team here at this church.
Muchas gracias por vuestro apoyo, vuestras oraciones.
Thank you for your support and your prayers.
Y quizá no estéis no vayáis a Málaga, al sur de España.
Perhaps you'll never go to Spain, southern part of Spain in Málaga.
Pero vosotros estáis con nosotros allí en Málaga.
But you are there in Málaga with us.
Estáis respaldando,
you're
invirtiendo,
supporting us,
sembrando a través de nosotros
and
y
you
con
are,
nosotros.
You are sharing the seed with people of Málaga through us.
Muchas gracias.
Thank you.
Bueno, voy a hacer la historia corta.
I'm going to tell a real quick story here.
Pero la primera vez que el Señor nos habló del deseo de comenzar una nueva obra,
but the very first time the Lord talked to us about starting a new work,
fue usando una situación en el que Dios nos proveyó de una casa.
And he worked through the fact that he provided us with a home, a condo.
La estamos pagando todavía.
We're still paying.
Pero el Señor fue provisión de Dios.
But this was a real provision from God.
Cuando nos concedieron la casa que tenemos,
when the Lord gave us the place that we have,
nosotros, Rosa y yo, hablamos y decíamos, Dios nos ha dado esta casa.
Rosa and I said, the Lord has given us this house,
no solo para vivir en ella,
but not just to live there,
sino porque también quiere que seamos sal y luz aquí.
But he wants us to be salt and light right here where we are.
Así que comenzamos a hacer amistad con los vecinos.
So we began to make friends with our neighbors.
Y había dos matrimonios, dos familias.
There were two married couples, two families.
Muy cercanas a nosotros y,
that lived in the same apartment building.
Y tuvimos muy buena amistad con ellos.
And we began to have a very close friendship with them.
Y siempre estábamos juntos, cenando, saliendo.
We were all together, often together,
sacando a los niños,
going out together with
the children, excursiones.
We would go on excursions.
Y entonces esa amistad nos facilitaba el compartir con ellos lo que somos, lo que hacemos.
So this friendship that we had helped us to be able to begin to share our faith with them.
Y como los desafíos de la vida.
And the challenges that we have in life.
Diego y Luisa.
Diego and Luisa are their names.
Y con dos hijos.
They have two children.
Eli y Olivia.
Eli y Olivia.
Y luego estaba Manolo y Lola.
And there was Manolo and Lola also in the same building.
También con dos niños.
They had two children also.
Bueno. Pues muchas veces en salía la conversación de la fe.
A lot of times, as we were talking, the idea of this, of faith came. We were talking about it.
Y Diego y Luisa son un poquito hippies.
Diego and Luisa were kind of like hippies.
Bueno, Diego era más rockero que hippie.
He was more a rock
tenía
star than
su melena. Su guitarra,
he had a big long hair in his guitar.
Su banda de,
he had his rock band.
De música. Y a él le gustaba estar con sus amigos,
he
tomando su cerveza.
Friends. He wanted to be out drinking with his friends.
Y él nos decía, Pablo, Rosa, eso está muy bien para vosotros.
He said, Pablo, Rosa, this is great for you.
Yo estoy muy bien como estoy.
But I'm real good as I am.
Bueno, un año, dos años, tres años, cuatro años.
1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years.
Pero Dios estaba trabajando en su corazón. Y un día él aceptó a Cristo como su Salvador. Y fue radical su cambio.
Radical.
Fue muy, muy hermoso ver cómo él entendió el Evangelio. Y él le hablaba a todo el mundo de Cristo. Sus padres,
parents,
en el trabajo,
at work,
sus amigos,
his friends,
y la gente no entendía ese cambio.
And the people didn't understand what is this change is happening to you.
Y bueno, Diego y Luisa había conocido al Señor pero estaba apartada.
Now, Luisa had known the Lord when she was a child, but
cuando,
she had separated from the Lord.
Y cuando vio el cambio en su marido, ella también está ahora
caminando
con Dios.
And when she saw the radical change in her husband, then she came back to the Lord.
El verano pasado tuve el privilegio.
Last summer I had a privilege. A week, year ago, last summer, had a privilege of
de bautizar a su hijo Eli de 12 años.
Baptized the 12-year-old son Eli.
Y es bonito ver cómo el evangelio realmente es poder de Dios.
And I can see how really the gospel is the power of God.
Que cambia vidas.
Changes lives.
Y que toca generaciones.
And touches generations.
Nosotros vivimos en una ciudad, Málaga.
We live in the city of Malaga.
Y en la zona que decimos que hay unos 200,000 habitantes.
And the area that we live in Malaga, there are 200,000 people in our area.
No hay una population. No hay congregaciones para los malagueños, para la gente.
And
de
in that area we live, the 200,000, there's not a single church for the Spaniards to be a part of.
Nuestro enfoque está a través de las relaciones.
But our focus is on the relationships with people.
Y creo que Dios nos usa y es algo bíblico que quiero también compartir con vosotros.
And it's something that the way the Lord uses and something biblical I want to share with you.
Dios nos está, pero antes de eso, antes de pasar a eso,
but before telling about this, I want to say,
quería comentar también que Dios nos está abriendo puertas para llegar a los niños.
I want to mention that the Lord is also opening doors to be able to reach children.
Llevamos tres años haciendo campamentos de verano.
There's 3 years now we've been going to a summer camp.
Y es por la amistad que la gente,
and because of the friendships we have with these couples,
envía con nosotros a sus hijos.
They send their children to be with us.
Y siete de esos niños que veréis en las cartas de oración.
And seven of the children that you've seen in the prayer letter,
ellos ya han tomado una decisión por Cristo.
And they've accepted Christ.
Y son niños y niñas.
They're children, boys and girls.
que dentro de 10, 15 años serán hombres y mujeres.
And 10 to 15 years they'll be men and women.
Y que esas decisiones pueden cambiar su vida.
And this decision is able to change their lives forever.
Muy bien, conocéis en Juan capítulo 4,
in John chapter 4,
la historia de Jesús y la mujer samaritana.
We have the story of Jesus and the Samaritan woman.
En el capítulo 4 hay en esa historia hay tres escenas.
In this chapter, chapter 4, there are three scenes that we see.
La principal y es la de Jesús con esa mujer samaritana.
The first scene is we see Jesus with the Samaritan woman.
La segunda es la escena en la que Jesús está con sus discípulos. Sus discípulos llegan.
And the second scene is with Jesus now with his disciples as they come back.
No entienden lo que está pasando.
They have no idea what's happening right now.
Y ahora Jesús les explica, ¿no?
And Jesus began to explain to them.
La tercera escena,
the third scene,
es cuando llega al pueblo de los samaritanos.
Is when all the Samaritans come from the city out to them.
La mujer samaritana,
the Samaritan woman,
se había convertido en la mujer misionera.
She converted from to be a Samaritan missionary.
Y trajo a todo el pueblo delante de Jesús.
And she brought the whole all the city to be with Jesus.
Muy bien. La segunda escena es la que quiero compartir algo que el Señor habla.
But the second scene is what I really want to share with you.
Como digo, llegan los discípulos y no saben qué está pasando.
And the disciples came and they didn't know what was happening.
Y ellos tienen una pregunta.
They had a question for him.
Pero que no se atreven a hacer.
But they didn't want to ask him.
Vamos a leerlo.
Let's read it.
Desde el 30.
Okay, starting in this is John chapter 4. Starting in
32,
okay,
perdón.
We'll start at 31. It says, meanwhile, the disciples were urging him, saying, Rabbi, eat. And he said to them, I have food that you do not know about. So his disciples said to one another, has anyone brought him something to eat? Jesus said, my food is to do the will of him who sent me and to accomplish his work. Do you say there are yet 4 months? And then comes the harvest. Look, I tell you, lift up your eyes and see the fields, for they are white into harvest.
Muy bien. Los discípulos no se atrevieron a hacerle la pregunta a Jesús.
And they didn't. The disciples didn't
en el versículo,
dare to ask them, Jesus, what was
en el
happening.
Versículo 27, ¿qué hace Jesús hablando con esta mujer?
And they were wondering why is Jesus talking to this woman.
Y ellos pensaban que lo importante era que Jesús descansara, que comiera.
They thought it was more important that he would just rest and eat his food.
Pero Jesús ahora les responde a esa pregunta que ellos no se atreven a hacer.
But Jesus responded with the answer.
Dice, mi comida es que haga la voluntad.
He said, my meal, my food is to do the will of God.
Y que acabe su obra.
And to finish the work, his
dos cosas.
Work.
Que haga su voluntad y que acabe su obra.
And so do his will and to do his work.
Y ahora usa una ilustración para que ellos entiendan.
And then he used an illustration so they can understand.
Esa ilustración de que mirar los campos están blancos para la siega.
And the thing was to look at the fields. They're white, ready to harvest.
Y era lo que iba a pasar.
Look at what was going to happen.
Iban a coger la cosecha, iban a recibir, a recoger. Mm-hmm. Lo que ellos no habían sembrado y era lo que enseña
and they
después.
Were going to receive a harvest that they had not sown.
En el año 2010 y 2011
in the year 2010-2011
nos pasó algo parecido.
Something happened very similar to what happened
en esos dos años bautizamos a más de 30 personas.
In the church we were at that time, there were more than 30 people baptized that year.
Gente empezó a conocer al Señor y a venir a la iglesia.
And people began to know the Lord and come to the church and accept Christ.
Y no era nuestro, y a veces no, esa gente no la conocíamos.
And we didn't even know the people that were coming.
Pero Dios había estado trabajando en ellos.
But the Lord is working in their hearts.
Una de las mujeres que bautizamos se llama Sonia.
And one of the ladies that was baptized, her name was Sonia.
Y Rosa le dio el discipulado.
And Rosa spent time in discipling Sonia.
Ella, su marido, Fali.
But her husband, Fali.
Un creyente católico.
He was very, a He was a Catholic.
Él se resistía mucho de que llevara a sus hijos a la iglesia evangélica.
He really resisted a lot for his children to go to church.
Y tuvimos muchas reuniones.
And we had a lot of meetings.
Muchas conversaciones.
And we talked a lot with him.
Pero él, su corazón estaba duro al Señor.
But his heart was still very, very hard.
Este verano, antes de este, a principios de este verano,
this beginning of this spring,
tuvimos una llamada de teléfono.
We got a telephone call.
Y era una invitación.
But it was an invitation.
Para ir al bautismo de Fally.
To go to the baptism of Fally, the husband.
Dios trabaja.
Dios works.
En el corazón.
In the hearts.
Y me gusta la ilustración de que la cosecha, hay quien está sembrando, quien está trabajando la tierra.
Like, I like the illustration of those that are breaking the fallow ground, those that are sowing the seed.
Pero también puede haber alguien que es diferente, que recoge la cosecha,
sometimes
el fruto.
Someone comes along and takes the harvest that they hadn't sown.
Nosotros entendemos que ahora estamos sembrando, trabajando la tierra.
Right now, we're basically breaking up the fallow ground and we're taking the seed and sowing the seed.
Y esperamos algún día ver fruto.
And we, our faith and trust is that someday we're going to see the harvest of that.
Muchas gracias por vuestras oraciones y por vuestro apoyo.
Thank you for your support and for your prayers.